is Jack Peterson. I'm from Sitka High, and I'm here for the honor choir, and I sing baritone or bass one. The choir is doing 5 songs. Most of them are in a different language, so it's a little bit tricky, but it's a really fun experience because you get to learn a different techniques from different schools.
I'm Wyatt Anderson from Ketchikan, Alaska. It's actually really fun here. I sing tenor in choir. It's been really fun. We took the ferry up and we got here and it's just been like nonstop practice, but learning the music is super fun, and yeah, you get to meet a lot of new people.
I'm Madeline Andreessen from Haines High School, Haines, Alaska. And I like how we all sound nice together and everybody knows their part. And it's so cool being in the huge group because we're used to in the small town, small groups. And it's nice to hear all the parts.
Matt Lenhard, music director at Petersburg City Schools. And this is the Southeast Alaska Honor Music Festival, which consists of an honor band and an honor choir. These are the finest musicians in high school in Southeast Alaska.
I'm Amber Junker from Ketchikan. I play the trombone. It's just cool, like, to play with other good people, too, because you don't always get that in your own town.
I'm Laura Starr, and I play the trumpet in band, and I'm also from Ketchikan. And this has just been a really good experience. It's my first time doing Southeast Honors, and I just love to come back again.
My name is Christopher Bianco, and I'm a conductor. I'm here from Bellingham, Washington. I teach at Western Washington University, and I'm here for about 2.5 days. And, of course, the students come from all over Southeast Alaska for this festival, and they're working really hard. It's way more intensive rehearsals or rehearsal schedule than they're probably used to. We're rehearsing several hours a day, so the concentration is an issue, not only for the students, but for me, to stay focused for all this rehearsal time. But the reason for that is we're getting ready for a concert. And so whereas normally in their band programs back at home, they might take 2, 3, 4, sometimes 5 months to put together a program, we're doing it in 2.5 days. So when we have our concert, the students are... hopefully they're really proud of the work that they've done and being able to put this concert together in such a short period of time.
The festival rotates between, right currently, between Wrangell, Petersburg, Haines, and Craig. And the importance that they saw a long time ago, like back in the early 70s, was bringing this level of musicianship to the small towns so that it's inspiring to the students of those smaller schools and also for audiences to be able to hear the music of that caliber.
You have guest conductors from Seattle?
Right. Brian Winnie is the choir conductor, and he is a doctoral candidate at the University of Washington.
When everything's coming inward. See? And go. Yes.
Christopher Bianco, Dr. Bianco, is from Western Washington University, and he's the director of bands there.
And basically they're working with these students who are top musicians in each of their schools, but they haven't really played together until now.
Right. They auditioned into the group. The group was selected by music teachers, and we distributed the music, which was chosen by our guest conductors, Mr. Winnie and Dr. Bianco. We distributed the music, and they've been practicing for 3 or 4 weeks, and yeah, they come together at this festival.
Hi, I'm Skipper Erickson from Petersburg. I play euphonium, and it is my second year in the band. and it's been a lot of fun so far, and I'm looking forward to tonight and performing.
My name is Abby Taylor. I'm from here. I'm playing the flute. It's my first year in honor band.
And how's it going?
It's challenging, but it's fun. Like, I like the hard music. It's a different. We don't usually do that hard of music, so it's really exciting.
I'm Seth Bodine from Junior Douglas High School, and I'm playing trombone in the honor band.
And what do you like about the festival so far?
I enjoy playing with other musicians of the same or higher caliber as than myself, because that way I feel the study is more productive than in a less official and organized setting.
I'm Grace Jones. I'm from Haines High School in Haines, Alaska. I like the festival because you get to sing with a bunch of people that really are passionate about singing and have practiced the songs and actually want to do well on the songs.
I'm Katherine Jackson, or KJ. I'm from Juneau at Thunder Mountain, and I made it for soprano too.
What do you like the most about the festival so far?
Getting to meet new people.
I'm Mercy Marcelino, and I am from Juneau, Thunder Mountain High School. And I made it for Soprano 1 in the Honor Fest choir.
How is it working with all those different musicians that you haven't sung with before?
I know most of these people, and I know what they're capable of, and I've sang with them last year. So it's fun to meet new people because a few of them are new, and it's just great to, you know, hear new voices.
My name is Leon Claire, and I am from Sitka High School in Sitka, and I'm playing percussion in the honor band. So far, like, rehearsals have been really good and long and, like, strenuous, but already since, like, last night, we've made a huge difference, and, like, it's kind of cool to just see it come all together. That's my favorite part, probably.
I'm Angela Bagoyo. I'm from Sitka also, and I play the flute. I really like the director and how he directs us, how he makes us rehearse, because it works, and his processes and his procedures, and it really makes us a good band.